USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy grew at the strongest pace in nearly 4 years during the second quarter. The GDP rose to an annual rate of 4.1%. Now, some economists, though, were expecting that number to be 4.4%. No matter what number you were thinking, though, President Trump said the economy is turning around.
We've accomplished an economic turnaround of historic proportions. When I came into office, 1.5 million fewer prime-age Americans were working than 8 years before.
A Jordanian immigrant could face the death penalty after a Texas jury convicted him of killing his daughter's American husband and an Iranian woman's rights activist in what prosecutors described as an honor killing. Prosecutors said the immigrant was so mad when his daughter married a Christian and converted to Christianity, he orchestrated the killing of his son-in-law and daughter's close friend. The jury deliberated for only 35 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Civility and politics seems to not go together these days. Sean Spicer was heckled at a recent book signing in New York. I had a chance to talk to Sean, and I asked him, why as a nation does it seem like we're getting less and less civil towards each other?
I think that's the million-dollar question of the day, which is why, and you see it more and more coming from the left. I've seen it my whole life, and I write about it in the book, that, you know, even in college, we had a speaker that was supposed to come, be a commencement speaker, and the folks on campus shut the speaker out because they didn't agree with some of his political views. It's amazing to me, and I write this over and over again, how intolerant the left is. But it's getting to the point where now we're shutting down civil discourse because they don't even want the discussions to take place.
Sean also did have a book signing this weekend in the Northeast canceled due to safety controls by that store. Also today, North Korea made good on a promise and returned the remains of 55 American soldiers from the Korean War. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new drug has shown promising signs of slowing the progression of Alzheimer's. Dr. John Torres explains why this is a breakthrough regarding the disease.
Essentially what's happening is the drug company Biogen and its Japanese partner Eisai came up with this medication, which is one of the medications that does two different things. In the past, we've had medications for Alzheimer's that actually help improve the structural changes in the brain that happen because of that, but they didn't do anything with memory, and that was always the big deficit we've had. This one not only influences the structural changes to the brain, but also helps reduce memory decline over the 18 months of the study.
The doctor then was asked on CBS's early show who this will benefit the most.
This drug was used in the past for people that were more advanced in Alzheimer's. It didn't work like many other drugs. They went back and used it on people in early Alzheimer's. And these are people that are still at home, still functioning, but starting to forget things. On top of that, they had those structural changes, those amyloid plaques in their brain. That combination is what the drug worked on. And it's showing researchers they're going in the right direction.
Just quickly, when will this be available if people are interested?
Well, right now the company is probably going to do bigger trials. They haven't said they're going to do them yet, but they're probably going to do bigger trials. And they're starting to talk to the FDA. We don't know if they're going to get early approval or try to look for early approval, but they're definitely going to look for
months, years?
Approval. Probably years still.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1981 when Adam Walsh was abducted. Adam Walsh's father, John, then became a victim's rights advocate and also started a TV show called America's Most Wanted. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.